From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Over 5,000 wreaths will be laid this week on the graves of veterans at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. More than 1,000 more will be laid at veteran cemeteries and monuments around the country. The project is called Wreaths Across America, and it's being led by the Worcester Wreath Company of Harrington, Maine. Joshua Gleason stopped by Worcester Wreath and has this report.
In Worcester Wreath's main production room, the musty, sweet scent of balsam fir is just overpowering. If you were looking to bottle up the smell of Christmas, this would be the place to do it.
So all your clothing must absolutely...
Yeah, I go home smelling like a big wreath. And hang myself on the door.
That's Elsie Reynolds. She's one of some 600 people who work here this time of year. By season's end, the company will have turned out over 500,000 wreaths, likely making them the largest producer in the U.S., possibly the world. Morrill Worcester, the owner of Worcester Wreath, is not a veteran, but when he was 12 years old, he won a trip to Washington for his work as a paperboy. The sight of Arlington Cemetery made such an impression on him that 30 years later, when he had an excess of 5,000 wreaths on his hands, it didn't take long to figure out what he wanted to do with them.
They were nice and fresh. I didn't want to throw them away, so I got the idea to put them on the graves at Arlington.
That was 15 years ago, and Morrill has been personally making the trip down every year since. A few seasons ago, not even food poisoning was enough to keep him from going. All that time, Morrill never sought any attention for what he was doing. This year, the attention found him.
Up until this past year, we'd get a few emails, a few letters, people thanked us and so on. And then certainly by the end of January, it would die out. This year, it just never stopped.
That's because about a year ago, a photograph of the decorated grave started making its way around the internet, spurring a deluge of letters and emails from veterans and families across the country.
These are just some that haven't been answered, and I haven't even opened these yet.
Karen Worcester, Morrill's wife, says they make a point of reading all the mail that comes in. She figures they've received about 1,500 letters so far, not to mention all the emails, which sometimes come in at over 100 a day.
If it's very personal, I try to get back to them. But it's...
What do you say when you write back?
What do you say when someone writes to you and say, I buried my son in April? I always try to say that what we do is to thank people like them.
In response to the outpouring, the Worcesters have dramatically expanded the project so that on Thursday, volunteers will lay wreaths for each branch of the service and one for POW MIAs at over 200 sites nationwide. Despite this huge effort, Morrill remains surprisingly humble about what he's doing.
Arlington National Cemetery is a national treasure. And be allowed to do what we do down there in itself is tremendous. If I could, I'd decorate every one of those graves.
The Worcesters decorate different parts of the cemetery every year. On Thursday, they'll lay wreaths at sections 3 and 11, older sections of the cemetery, less frequented by visitors. At noon Eastern Standard Time, a moment of silence will be observed at Arlington, and at the hundreds of other ceremonies. The Worcesters will be looking on as one of their wreaths is laid at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Gleason.